Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Our first scripture today is Psalm 145, verse 19. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Psalm 145, verse 19. It reads, "He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them." Praise the Lord. Remember, this is the Old Testament, and this prayer is very important. At least that was David crying out to God and declaring what he knew about God. He will hear their cry and save them. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. So it's the fulfilling of desire that actually got me caught up with this verse. You see, no desire is fulfilled except God fulfills it. My Bible tells me that he satisfies desires of every living thing. Every living thing. My Bible tells me further, the desires of the righteous God will what? Satisfy. It's only God that satisfies the desires of men. It's only God that fulfills desires. I don't know what desire you have today. I don't know what desire you've always had that has been elusive. From today, something new will begin to happen in the name of Jesus. And let me quickly remind you that in the kingdom of God, particularly as it relates to the New Testament, a lot is tied to knowledge. And when I say knowledge, I mean revelation knowledge. Is somebody hearing me? Everything, as a matter of fact, not a lot, everything is tied to knowledge. Because the New Testament is talking about the post-resurrection era. It's talking about the time that Jesus declared as the acceptable year of the Lord. Hello? The Jubilee of the Lord. Where the those things which hitherto were impossible are now very possible in Christ Jesus. This is the time when Jesus had died and resurrected, ascended to heaven, sent down the Holy Spirit, and we are made to sit with him in the heavenly places. Now, everything he has done is what is summed up by the grace works. And so a lot of things, not even a lot, everything in the New Testament is hinged on revelation knowledge. In other words, revelation knowledge is our normal lifestyle. If we don't expect to operate in revelation knowledge, then we don't expect victory. And simple. Who do men say that I am? And men have different opinions, and over anything and everything, whether in the scripture or outside scriptures, men will always have diverse opinion. But there's always one opinion that is correct. Did you hear me? The color of my dress, if I ask everybody here, you will see different shades of different answers. It's okay, and everybody will be right. But there's only one that knows what is right. And what is right is only revealed to people. And the one that knows what is right is the Creator himself. His name is Jesus. You see our confidence? Can you see our confidence? And so after everybody has said everything, he said, "Who do you say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Because it's what you say that will determine what you get. It's what you know, it's your conviction that will determine what you say. And it's what you say that will determine what you get. Who do you say? So we may be 10,000 here. It's what you say, which of course is a manifestation of what of your conviction that will determine what you get. And Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Say, "Oh, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Ladies and gentlemen, going forward, it's going to be normal. Because that's what it is. The reason we have not been operating that way is lack of adequate teaching. We've been teaching religion and academics. They have their powers, but until revelation comes, there is no power. And he didn't mince words. He said, "And I said to you, you are Peter, and on these revelation knowledge, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not." You see where the gates of hell will always fail? Revelation knowledge. You may talk a bit supernatural. It's okay. So this month, we just want to emphasize desires. Every living thing has a desire. Every man has a desire. Although your desire usually is informed by your environment. You cannot desire beyond what you know. But that's the truth. I don't understand too much of Yoruba, but the much I understand, I know they say something like, if you are yet to go to another person's father's land, I mean farm, you say your father's farm is the biggest in the whole world. Murtala Muhammad is the best in the whole world because you have never gone beyond anyone. And you are right because that's the best you have seen until you land in another country and you see airport. So your desire is limited to what you know. A church leadership came to see me just before I left after the morning service and discussing issues about their ministry. They're doing very well. They came like a delegation of them and said, "We just want to share this with you and let's pray and let's speak your thoughts on this matter." So we prayed and we're talking. Then one of them said, "Actually, this is what I'm thinking about." And another one said, "Well, only, you know, and funny enough, God bears me witness, I was reading something today in the Bible, and I said, 'God, I'm sorry for my short-sightedness. I'm sorry for my limited thinking. It will affect what you do spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially. But when it's revelation knowledge, it's bigger than anything the physical can offer. It will be easy to set your standard by his standard.' I'm not joking. If you are limited to this realm, you can't rise. Look, you can't see beyond your nose. And so let me tell you this quickly in the name of Jesus. Not in any covetous manner. I feel the fire. Damn, that God is confirming what I'm about to say. My prayer is that after this service, which is just going to be intro anyway, your dreams will change. In the name of Jesus, I say your dreams will change. In the name of Jesus, your dreams will change. In the name of Jesus, your thinking will change. In the name of Jesus, for a lot of people, because of what you have suffered, even where you have experienced something bigger than your locality and than your, well, that is, you're a little more exposed, as it were, maybe spiritually, but because you have suffered some setbacks, you are timid. So you are afraid to dream. Somebody wrote me an interesting letter. Maybe she didn't understand what she wrote, but I guess she did. Something had happened to me and I took the next step and said, "You are bold." And I thought inside to me, "How dare you? How dare you?" So because some agent of the devil shot an arrow, so am I defined my life by that. Let the arrow go back 7 times in the name of Jesus. What kind of nonsense? There are some letters you don't take. Send it back. In the name of Jesus. Let nothing carve your life other than the word of God. God will fulfill your desires. You say, "Pastor, that's not what it reads." I know what it reads. If you don't fear God, will you be here today? Except if one or two agents of the devil, so they gather for evil, but they are regretting already. Otherwise, everybody here fears God. I am certain in the name of Jesus. He will grant your desires. Glory be to God in the highest. Talking about desires. Talking about desires. Yes. This is my meditation card today. Exodus chapter 23. I want you to see something there quickly. Yes, I want you to see something there. Yeah, Exodus 23. Exodus 23, from verse 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will do what? And you bless your bread and your water and sickness away from the midst of you. Glory be to God. Before then. Okay, let me go ahead. Okay, 26. No one shall suffer miscarriage. No one shall cast their young. That's another version. Or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. We're talking fulfillment. The next one. I will send my fear before you. And I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come. In other words, all those who are gathering to harm you. The thought of you, just remembering you, trouble. In the name of Jesus. How many of you know that's an anointing? You don't understand. It's an anointing. It's an anointing on your life. That when the workers of iniquity plant, they'll begin to shiver where they are. Because they're inviting trouble. I will set my fear before you. I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come. And will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. 28. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before you. I'll leave it at that. But you see, so in fulfilling your days, he said, I will bless your water, I will bless, I will take the sickness away. In bringing about the fulfillment, the days of your life, I will fulfill. One version says that I will fulfill your life. And I tried to pick it from Strong's in the Old Testament, and I later went back into the New Testament. I'll give you a scripture very soon from there. And it says, fulfill means that everything that your life needs to accomplish, everything that God has earmarked to be accomplished by your life will be done. Yeah. Every dot will be crossed. Every T rather will be crossed. Every I will be dotted. God will finish what he has planned to do with your life. And until God finishes with what he has planned with your life, no devil is devil enough to stop you. The days of your life, I will fulfill. Glory be to God in the highest. I say, glory be to God in the highest. And why will he say, I will bless you? What I will bless you? In other words, whatever will be a need for the fulfillment, I will overwhelm you with it. You will not lack anything for the assignment of your life. Now hear me clearly. Your health is part of it. Your marriage is part of it. Your children are part of it. Your finances are part of it. Your relationships are part of it. Your ministry is part of it. Anything that is needed to fulfill God's mandate over your life will never be lacking. Yeah. I checked it in the Bible. And the only way you can explain it in the Old Testament is, look, I will not only give you food and water. Praise the Lord. I say, praise Jesus. But there's something interesting here. Okay, before then, I'll come back to that. Look at Numbers 21. Go to Numbers 21. Well, maybe I should show you something before I go to Numbers 21. It's what you know, but for the sake of this study, because I know you are going home to go and check the Bible yourself, which is very, very good. So let me give you a little bit more so that you can at least... where are you now? Okay, Genesis 35:5, to show you when I was saying that you put your fear. Look at what you have in Genesis 35:5. You see, and they journeyed, that is Jacob and his entire family, after his sons had, after they had created trouble, and the armies of the Philistines could have wiped them out. He started going back to Bethel. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the city that were all around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. They could have been hitting for revenge. Their dread. That, Pastor, that's Old Testament. Anything you see there is just to let you know that's the way God operates. By the time we enter the New Testament, like we saw on Sunday in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, when it turns to Christ, the veil is removed. It's real. And what happens in the New Testament, talking about the church, he said no one dare join them. Their dread paralyzed them. They dare not. But as many as were saved were daily added to the church. There are some beggarly attitudes that you see on Christians. It's ignorance. How could God have finished it and he says it's yours to use for a blessing to your generation, and then you leave it and I say, God, please come and give me. It's right there on you. You're almost being drowned by water. You say, please, God, give me water to drink. That's how we behave a lot of times. So I just thought to show you that. Let's go quickly to Numbers 21. I just want to show you something there. Then we'll go to the solution. We'll begin to look at solution in Jesus' name. Numbers 21. Let me read from verse 4. Then they journeyed from Mount Hor, the children of Israel, by the way of the Red Sea, to go around the land of Edom. And the soul of the people, come on, church, are you here with me? The soul of the people became very, very what?
Discouraged.
You see? Very discouraged on the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water. Now you can understand the expression, food, bless your food, bless your water. You see why they are speaking against God? No food and no water. Come on. And so they were discouraged. So the question is this. Is there anything that is seemingly discouraging you today? I think there are many. But there's a solution. In the name of Jesus. So why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food and no water. And our soul loathed this worthless bread. So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. But you see, they were discouraged. But you see, there was no food, and there was no water. And they were discouraged. So if you say it was a temptation, that was a perfect temptation. And they fell. Anyway, but so God, they aroused God's anger. Therefore the people came to Moses verse 7 and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. So Moses prayed for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole. And it shall be that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, shall live. This is profound. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, not the real serpent, a bronze serpent. But God spoke. He said, anyone bitten by a real serpent, if you look at this bronze serpent, which God has set up, God that made the man, that made the serpent, but didn't make the serpent to attack man. The serpent took his nature from the devil. Okay? God that created everything, serpent bit you. Is that why you should die? He said, now look at this pole that I'm putting up. You will live. I am God. I'm the creator. Look at the serpent on this pole. You will live. The solution. Hallelujah. I say, praise the Lord. And it shall be that everyone who is beaten, when he looks at it, shall what? I can hear you. I can hear you. Some things are about to come alive again. In the name of Jesus. Regardless of the attack, the source of the attack, it is coming alive again in the name of Jesus. I say it is coming alive again in the name of Jesus. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Now, you see, Jesus made a reference to this in John chapter 3. He said, I won't give you any sign. And he began to say, he said, just as this, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man shall what? So, I mean, clearly, you can see what we talk about, pattern and real, the concealed and the revealed is the same thing. And so that buttresses, as it were, ladies and gentlemen, it buttresses, as it were, the fact that when it turns to Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, then the veil is removed. And we see it as it were. Hello, are you here with me? So we are talking fulfillment. So what I'm saying is this. If you look, go back to where we started from, in the Exodus chapter 23, go to 23 again. And if you give me that first verse in Exodus 23, I want you to see something as I'm closing now. I just want you to see something quickly. Exodus 23, verse 25. I want you to see something there. 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will. Why did I go there? Every promise in the Old Testament of a blessing and of a deliverance has a condition. Some versions will say, if you will. Hello. In the New Testament, there are still conditions, only different. You say, what's the condition? It's summed up in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If any man be in Christ, there's still if in the New Testament. Come on, are you here? But there's an if that underlies everything. And it is, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. So in other words, the conditions of the Old Testament will not stop your blessings anymore if you are in Christ. Is somebody hearing me clearly? I don't care the bronze that has beaten you tonight, whether it's in your finances or in your marriage, whether it's in your health or in the lives of your children. I say there is salvation, there is deliverance on Mount Zion. Is somebody hearing me? If any man be in Christ, is a new creation. And that's why I am certain that this anointing service, in the name of Jesus, in some camps of the devil, they pursued you here. But it's your new beginning. I say, in the name of Jesus, it's your new beginning. Whatever the discouragement may be, wherever it may be coming from, whatever the fears may be, whatever it is that has been scaring you, I say, tonight, in the name of Jesus, except if Jesus did not die, if truly he died and he resurrected, I say, if Jesus died and shed his blood, your turnaround begins today in the name of Jesus. And you see, it's not just talking of your deliverance. He will deliver you, but he will deal with the source of your problem too. Oh yeah. He will. So, what are you saying, Pastor Taiwo? That God will fulfill? What I'm saying, that when it comes to the New Testament, he has fulfilled your life. That's where I'm going. You say, where? Come on, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Can you help me put it there? Colossians 2:9. I want you to read. And if you're good at using your strongs, which normally we teach them when we do ministry classes, we bring all the teaching materials, the strong, the vines, come on, the theas, we bring everything and we teach the class how to use all these words. He said, for in him, in who? Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me. The problem is that you keep on thinking it's by your power. And the problem is that you keep on thinking it's by your good works. So the reason you've been having headache, he hasn't gone, is because you told lies yesterday. It's not true. You better go and check the source of your headache. And don't let the devil take advantage of you. If you told a lie, repent immediately and get out of the way. Don't let the devil use it as an accusation against you. So you think it's everything that you have done that has caused everything that is now? It's the grace of God that you're alive. If it's because you have been doing well, that's why you have not fallen ill, then you are your own savior. And that's what inadvertently we have taught the church. And we make people shack the grace of God and walk in the power of God. Make them keep on thinking that it's by their power. They don't say that, but they leave it. You see the attitude everywhere. And so somebody is always more righteous than you. The Bible says that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Can't you see that it's revelation? It is what you know. So the Bible says here that for in him, Christ Jesus, dwells what? No, read it like it is. It doesn't say in Christ dwells the fullness. In Christ dwells all. There is nothing left out. If you want anything outside this, you are in error. For in Christ Jesus dwells all the fullness of God, head, bodily. You know what bodily means? Tangibly. Materially. Everything God is complete in him. Verse 10. And you. Help me turn to the you in this hall. Let me turn to the you. And you are what? Ladies and gentlemen, check your strengths when you get home. You see segment 1, 2, 3. Segment 3 of the explanation of the word complete here is fulfill. And you are complete. You are fulfilled in him. Why? He's the head of all principalities and powers. Yeah. Hallelujah. Can you see a fulfillment of 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 14 again? That when he turns to Christ, the veil is removed. It's revelation. And so right now, any sickness in your body is cursed. In the name of Jesus. Now, let me quickly declare to you, there are certain things that have followed you up till this night. Because you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. And because all the fullness of God dwells there. You see, the whole of God is there. And the whole of you is there. Oh, my Shanta, bro, labakasha, karaba. I sentence you to fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. I say, whatever is left to complete the assignment and the mandate of God in your life, I say, through the blood of Jesus, I call them for to come and answer. Why? Because it is done. And so my attitude and your attitude should change from today. It's not like it's never happened, it may never happen. We're talking revelation. We are not limited by the physical. Come on, set it high. That's why it's got to be supernatural. Yes, Pastor, we've done everything natural. I understand. Why do we speak in tongues? Because our understanding cannot explain it anymore. We can't, in the physical, our knowledge, our experience, our education, it just cannot explain it. Because naturally speaking, these are the facts. I got it. So I rest my understanding. Let my mind rest. Let the Spirit of God take over. How be it in the Spirit? Let's deal with this thing in the mystery ways. And so when they ask you for an answer, you answer in the affirmative. You answer according to what you see in the Spirit. What you see in the Spirit. What do you see in the Spirit? What the Word has said. And what has the Word said? The Word has spoken to you, their spirit and their lives. So I'll say what the Word has said, because that's the Spirit. After all, I'm a spirit being. The unbeliever spirit man is dead. My own spirit is alive. I'm a spirit being. That's why the devil is angry. That's why he will try to attack you all the time. Glory be to God in the highest. Glory be to God in the highest. He says, your life I will fulfill. That's what he says. And what does that mean? He has already fulfilled your life. And so walk into the fulfillment. I say walk into it in the name of Jesus. Expect it. Declare it. Walk into it. Plan on it. In the name of Jesus. That's what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, complete. So when he was telling Abraham, I will make you a father of nations. He was in clear terms. He was telling him what he would do with his life. And the man couldn't see how. You know what he called righteousness? He said, the day Abraham shifted to agree with me that you are God, you can do it. The Bible said he was counted for him for righteousness. It took him a while. So much so that long after the child was born and he was a teenager, he said, give me your child in a burnt offering. Genesis 22. He pulled the knife. God said, now for truth I know that you trust me. Did God win? Did Abraham win? You are part of the seeds of Abraham in every nation of the world. Can you see? To a man that looked that he was going down with no offspring. Let me say it again. The world has written you off. This time next year. In the name of Jesus. Although, let me warn you, because then you may struggle with pride a bit, but it will not overtake you. In the name of Jesus. No, because something strange. Because you're not going to give up on this. Because you are completing him who is the head of all principalities and powers. It's about the finished work of Christ. That's why we say this light will shine in the darkness, and darkness cannot. Jesus himself said, you are the light of the world. I think I should stop. So we are confident of tomorrow. In Christ Jesus, yes! Regardless of what the devil is doing. In Christ Jesus, yes! You see, I like a positive scapegoat in this matter. One that everybody knows. I say positive, that is in the reverse. That is a good example, is what I'm saying. The one that everybody knows that, you know this woman, you know this man, this is what we know about him or about her, so that the day the person will stand this way, your noise won't let him talk. And the person is hearing me right now. And you are hearing me across on the internet. You say, but why are you so sure? The Bible says you are complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. You see, what changes the whole equation is the fact that if any man be in Christ, they will still try you like an ordinary man. But don't you ever forget that you are in Christ and you are complete in him and you are the light of the world. Glory be to God in the highest. I said, the days of your life, he says, you will what? Fulfill. He said, I will fulfill your life. I will put your terror on your enemies. Your dread will paralyze them. This God is awesome, isn't it? I don't know how many people are here today who are expecting the opposite of what has been happening to them. That is something that has been happening which you don't like. But from here, you are expecting a different result. If you are the one, shout hallelujah! Shout amen! Why? He has done it! I'll tell you one secret though. The devil will dangle that problem before you all the time. You know what to do? Address it. How? May no man eat out of this victory forever again. How? May this leg never have problem to walk again in the name of Jesus. May this bone stop aching. I command you from today in the name of Jesus, stop aching! So address it all the time. Address it all the time. No food on the table. You're thinking, how am I going to get it? In the name of Jesus, this idea of barren table, from today, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I'm completing him with the head of all principalities and powers. How is it going to work? Why should I crack my head about how it's going to work? He has finished it. All we need to do is to trust him. And so we receive grace to trust him. He has finished. Oh, I feel the fire. That means that God is happy with what is happening here. And I'm glad. Why will you write yourself off? That's a lie from the pit of hell. When Jesus has done it, the fact that you haven't seen it does not mean that it's not happening. He says that you'll be calling cities you don't know will be running to help you. So, Sherisha, you'll be calling this city. Bigger cities will be saying, we have been looking for you there. In the name of Jesus. He said there shall be no barren in the land. That includes giving birth to children. It includes your business. It includes your finances. I'm not joking. Anything that constitutes barrenness in your life, reject it now. I say in the name of Jesus, reject it now. Open your mouth and cross that fig tree. Open your mouth. Say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Open your mouth because of what you know now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Declare it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Whew. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. By now you should be tired of this lie of the devil. Address it in the name of Jesus. Because Otisheo, Baba Tisheo, Otisheo, Baba Tisheo, Onto Bawalero, Baba Tisheo, Otisheo, Baba Tisheo, Jesus Tisheo. Oti makatora bashaka taraba baba makito rolobo shakara baba onto bawale. In the name of Jesus. That's the way it's done. You can't live your day, your every day like this, and miracles will not follow you. It was Jesus that said it, not a man. He said, signs shall follow you. That is, miracles shall follow you. Yes. So if the devil thinks he's so wicked that he will stop something that in the physical is impossible, then he just enters the realm of the miraculous. Miracles will follow you. In the name of Jesus. We give him praise. So God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of what? Love and a sound. Why should you be afraid of your tomorrow? When you are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So one thing I want to advise you in the name of Jesus is this: give yourself a break. Let God do what he wants to do. Jesus didn't come to die for himself. He didn't come to die for the ghosts and the animals. If he did, it's by inference, by our own influence on them. We are the ones he died for. I give him praise for who he is. Tell your neighbor, you will see your children's children. In the name of Jesus. Say, I will see my children's children. I will see my children's children. I will see my children. No weapon of the enemy from the gates shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, my fear paralyzes my enemy. In the name of Jesus, because the law of the spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, has set me free from the law of sin. I am free. I am free. You know, what we are saying was what John D. Lake was thinking about when something like Ebola was happening in South Africa. They call it bubonic plague. He said, he was a microbiologist. He was running to help someone that was dying, frothing in the mud. He said, you want to die? No gloves. He said, no, I can't die. He said, why? He said, because the law of the spirit of life. Now, there were Christians there who would not dare it. They would die. But he had that conviction. And they said, what do you mean? He said, come, see this one dying, this fresh fraud. And they scooped it. And they said, let's go under the microscope. And he dipped his finger, his bare finger, into it under the microscope. And all the germs died. They were alive. The moment his finger up entered, they died. You know what? The same spirit. Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells inside. As a matter of fact, what he told them was that the law of the spirit of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. So what we are seeing is the law of sin and death wiping people off. He said, it doesn't have effect on me. It's the same Bible, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever has been cutting your vision short, we cut it off today in the name of Jesus. We break the cross, we destroy the barriers. In the name of Jesus!
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.